Hello, everyone. You're listening to Children Chatting with Authors. Today, we're here with a special guest, Adam J. Epstein, author of the children's book, Snared. So, Adam, why did you want to be an author?
I would still go back and write the kind of books that I liked when I was a fourth grader or fifth grader. And one of the books that came out of that was Snared.
Oh, yeah. I always find it interesting. I feel like everyone has different reasons as to why they want to be an author, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and you know, part of one of the things I love best about being an author is getting the opportunity to speak to kids about the books that I write. Because I also work in the movie and television business. But when I'm doing that, I don't get the direct contact with my audience that I get when I'm an author. And so that is incredibly rewarding, getting fan mail from all over the country and all over the world, and getting to have that communication with kids who are enjoying the words that I'm writing.
Mm-hmm. My name is Zarek, and Adam, what inspired you to write?
I think that one of the biggest inspirations for my writing is now having two daughters of my own and wanting to give them books that would have excited me when I was younger, and now hopefully will make them excited about reading and engaging reading. And one of the things that's interesting about Snared, my new book, is that Wiley Snare is not a very good reader at the start of this book. And as he goes through his journey, he'll come to continue to fall in love with reading, and that's going to be something that over the course of the series, he'll grow to love more and more.
And how many books do you think you're going to write?
Well, there's going to be three in the Snared series. And I've already written with a writing partner four books in a series called The Familiars and two books in a series called Starbounders.
I'm Sebastian. Adam, my question is Wiley's father going to be important in the next book?
That is a very good question. The answer is yes. He's going to be very important in the second book and even more important in the third book. He's going to play a major, major role, but there are still many secrets to be kept, so I don't want to reveal too much at this moment.
Okay. My name is Eva, and here's my question. Out of all of the books you have written, even the ones that haven't been published, what's your favorite one that you've written?
Well, I'd have to say that Snared, this first book, is definitely my favorite right now. And, you know, it changes, you know, with time. Like when you watch movies, sometimes you feel like this is your favorite. But right now, this one is so close to my heart. It is definitely my favorite. And I'm so excited for kids all over Los Angeles to get the opportunity to read it.
Thank you.
Hi, Adam. So my name's Lauren. I'm the children's librarian here at Studio City Library, and we're so happy that you joined us tonight. So my question was about Wiley Snare, and I wanted to know how he was so empathetic and kind throughout the whole story when he lived underground in a tomb. Where did that come from?
Well, I think that Wiley, you know, deep down inside him, he's a good kid, and he's had the opportunity to see all these very interesting creatures, you know, because Wiley lives in a tomb with some of the more scary things that you would imagine, spiders and dragons and trolls, but to him, they're completely normal. So he exists in a very kind of regular, this is his regular world. So as far as him being an empathetic character, I think he's got a lot of good inside of him. He comes from a really good place, and I think Rovika is his moral compass while he's down there. And even though his surrogate father, Stag, is a really bad guy, I think deep down, he's a good kid.
My name is Cyrus, and here's my question. Why does Wiley call the sky the above?
Well, he's lived his entire life underground. So to him, he knows nothing about the world above the dungeon. So he calls everything, and he thinks of everything above the dungeon as the above. So it's just because he doesn't know the name of even the world that he lives in. He lives in a land called Panthesos, but he has never been there, so he calls it the above. It's a great question.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Children Chatting with Authors podcast.